Hits accused Carly and Lakey this morning. I mean, talk about the star power that we managed to wrangle on this show.
This is an Australian radio exclusive, I think. Yeah.
Can't say I'm the biggest fan, but when a man like this contacts you and wants to be on your show, you sort of have to grit your teeth and you've got to push forward with it. And
absolutely.
I'm going to put my professional hat on this morning. I don't agree with everything he's got to say, but, you know, when people come through like this, you've got to take them. So, Donald Trump, good morning. Thanks for being a friend of Carly and Lakey. Great to have you on the line.
Good morning. And it is great to be, it is fantastic to be on your show. And you know what? This is a big league show and you guys don't have all the fake news. That's what I like about you guys. It's a tremendous radio show. Believe me. And I know radio shows. I really do.
And look, I do want to ask you, Trump, I know you've got a lot on your plate at the moment, but have you had a chance to tune into the new show? What are you thinking?
I love your new show. It is really big league. I can't pick it up where I am at the White House. That's the only problem.
Oh. We'll have to get onto that. We'll ask our tech.
You can always podcast. You can always download the app, Donald.
As long as there's no FBI connections, we'll be fine.
Look, Donald, you've been so busy. You're now officially in the White House. But that election, that got a little bit, you know, I'm going to say bitchy at times between you and Hillary. Have you made good since then?
Well, believe me, listen, Hillary called me up not so long ago, and I think everything's good. She said, this time don't hang up on me, Donald. And I said, I won't, because I know you only get one call from prison. So things are pretty good, yeah.
Donald, at the moment, I don't know if you are aware of this, but your popularity is at an all-time low. What do you think you could do to boost that?
Listen, if you believe what you read in the polls, you'll believe anything. I don't trust the polls or the tallies. The tallies, in fact, the tallies also said that I was not going to win the election. I don't like tallies. Tallies have got to go. In fact, I am calling now for a giant tally ban. That's it. Immediately, tally ban straight away.
All right, mate. Moving on to the situation in North Korea. What can you tell us there?
I think that's nice to talk about something a little less tense, but it is pretty tense over there. Listen, I mean, here we have a very scary situation. On one hand, we've got a crazy world leader with a ridiculous hairstyle who has access to nuclear weapons. And then we've got Kim Jong-un.
And look, we've got to address this because it is all over Fox News at the moment. What is going on with the fired FBI director James Comey? Did you have anything to do with that, Donald? Be honest.
Well, I did what a lot of people thought it was to do with the Russians. Believe me, it was nothing personal or strange. I just miss being on TV saying, you're fired. So I said, James Comey, you're fired. You have to go. That's it.
Oh,
Donald Trump, thank you very much.
It's been so good to talk to you guys.
So
really
good to talk to you too.
What a man.
What a great show.